The question to you that I pose to everyone and myself is, how strong are you in the faith and words in the Bible? Now, up the hill here, not too far from us, is the Sierra Nevadas. It's a mountain range that goes from Mexico up to Canada, and I believe clear up into Alaska, actually. But up in these hills here, there's these trees. And so what I'd like you to do is picture a tree, the largest tree that you can visualize, the biggest one you've ever seen, the one, wherever it may have been, it doesn't matter, whether it be in a picture, but if you could visualize it personally, that would be best. And now where we live, we have what's called Calaveras big trees, or they're also called giant sequoias, also known as Sierra redwoods. Now these trees, the roots can reach out 150 feet, and on the older trees, the bigger ones, up to 200 feet. Now that's each direction. That's just not in one circumference, but that's actually from the trunk of the tree. Most of the giant sequoia's roots have thread-like feeder roots that spring from the bigger roots closer to the base of the tree. What this does, this gives them more support. So when they measure how large these trees are, they do it at 6 feet off the ground because that's where the main trunk of the tree is for the support and strength. So it can keep growing and growing. And the only thing they say actually kills these trees is if it's a monster wind, that'll tip it over, which is very seldom once it's deeply rooted, and or fire. But still, there's plenty of trees up here, these redwoods, where you can see fire scars, and they keep growing. Why? Because they actually grow from the outer bark, and that's where they get their nutrients. So the inside could hollow clear out, and these trees are still big, strong, healthy trees. Now, the larger roots are fewer, but they can be up to the size of 2.5 to 3 feet in diameter. Now, that's the size of some trees, but that's how big some of these roots are that hold these big giant Sierra redwoods. The General Sherman tree, now there's only one of them, the General Sherman tree is 272 feet tall and more than 30 feet in diameter. Now that's across, if you were to draw a line from one side of the trunk to the other, that's how big it is from one side to the other. That is over 100 feet in circumference around. So if you were to grab a string and you nail it into the tree and walk around the tree with a string, it's 100 feet long. The oldest known giant sequoia is approximately 3,300 years old. Now this tree, I've seen pictures of it, but what they try to do is keep it secret from everybody, so that way people don't go up and bombard it, and it's loved to death, as they say, because so many people up there traveling around it. And it's up in the Sierras, it's not very big, but the trunk is a pretty reasonable size, but they got this by core sample. So anyways, that's how they know how old this tree is. Now the question I pose also are we a strong tree which is deeply rooted in God's inspired words? That's where we need to be rooted. The water for the trees is to us, for the Sierra Nevada redwoods, the water for these trees is to us like the living waters, the words of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God gave us these things so we could be deeply rooted, so we could actually grow and prosper and become better Christians, deeper in the words which he given to us. Now, he gave them to us through his apostle, Mr. Armstrong. We didn't just come up on our own idea. And Christ himself said in John 12:49, "For I have not spoken of my own authority, but the Father who sent me, he gave me command, what I should say and what I should speak." We need to have the faith and the trust in the written words of God. This is Christ's own example of what he is saying, that he didn't speak of himself. These are only what God the Father has taught him and told him to speak to us so we can learn and be part of his family later on in life. Now, if we turn to 1 Corinthians 10:11, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, now remember, the things that we deal with in life, it's easier to deal with them the deeper rooted we are in the words of the living God. The words which Christ himself inspired to speak, and he spoke himself as parables and of learning tools. Now, Corinthians 10:11. "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the ages have come." The ends of the ages. Okay, so that'd be us. And that'd be for everybody, actually. Not just us. And the admonition, that's learning, that's instruction. All these things written in this Bible is for our learning and our understanding through God's Holy Spirit. So the things that we go through today, it's going to be easier if we are deeply rooted and rehearsed in God's words. Are you rehearsed in God's words? Can you think of something, a trial you're going through at the time, situation comes up? Can we apply an example out of the Bible? Can we think of something that we know of? Most of us can. I'm sure we all can. There's scriptures I'm not saying here, and I'm sure scriptures are coming right to your mind of different things here. We just need to assess the situation at that moment and apply what we have learned. Where did we learn it? Mr. Armstrong. Through his teaching, and then it's carried on through not only the booklets, but the tapes, the recordings, the things that we can hear from, also from the ministers, God's ministers that he's using. We can reiterate these things and keep understanding and learning more as God opens our mind. It's okay not to memorize chapters and verses like other religions do, and they take pride in it. Oh, I can memorize this, and I can know that chapter and this scripture and all these things. And yeah, I have to say, they can memorize more than I have. But do they have understanding? They have true understanding. No, they don't. We must remember what we have been taught by Mr. Armstrong through God's Holy Spirit, opening our minds and proving all things that was said and taught. And remember, understanding is greater than memorization. And that's what we need to remember. Because these people can memorize things right and left, but do they really understand the truth? Do they understand what's going on and what we've been taught, what we've been taught? So as the roots of the giant sequoias, we must be deeply rooted, grounded in the Bible for all examples when any situation arises. And the smaller feeder roots, which are the help, the stability, all these things that help the tree to stay strong, the redwoods. But for us, the studying, fasting, and prayer, that's our feeder roots. That's what keeps us strong at the base, at the main foundation. Our bigger mammoth roots are the roots that we better have deep, the ones that we are trying and striving for constantly. The truth we receive from Mr. Armstrong about the holy days, the Ten Commandments, the dietary laws, these things that he'd written down that God inspired him to write down for our teaching and learning of what we've been taught. God would not have let Mr. Armstrong die without us knowing the full truth and understanding these things so we can be part of God's family. He isn't going to bring up new truths today that he didn't have Mr. Armstrong, his chosen one, to teach us that we can all be part of his family later. So we need to make sure that we always go back to the teachings and ask ministers, what does this mean? What does this mean? What is your? You can ask peers, you can ask whoever it may be, but always get to the bottom of it and study yourself. Don't just go by what somebody says. Now look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're still in the same place, but it's 13th. Verse. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So the things that we're deeper rooted into, it's going to be easier to see the exit plan, the escape plan that God has given to us, so we can get out of the situation that more than likely we put ourselves into. Now remember, God tests, but it's Satan who tempts. It's Satan who tempts all these things. And it's written throughout the whole Bible. And if you look at the different things, Satan tempts physically and spiritually is what he tempts, because he knows our weaknesses. He's constantly going before God and trying to accuse us, which God knows we're sinners, but that's why we have the ability to repent and be forgiven. So in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 10:12, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fail. So that's lest he fall. That's what we're looking at. We're falling, we're failing, because we're coming up short. We're not deeply rooted. We need to study and be able to apply God's words. And if we're delusional enough to think that we can handle this world and Satan on our own, then we are not deeply rooted in God's words and warnings, which is what the Bible is. A third of its prophecy and a lot of its warnings. That he doesn't want us to go through all these things, the bad things. We will have also, if we decide to do things ourselves and walk away from God, we will have health issues. We'll have heartache because the wrong kind of love. Direct persecution from those who we want to fit in this world. And so we must recognize our weakness and ask God for strength. So how do we recognize our weakness? Because every time we fail or we fall, we need to go back to the Bible, find examples, and then ask God for strength and wisdom and to open our mind. Now, a tree with deep roots can bend without breaking in great winds. It can withstand fires, and while the fire destroys others around it, and able to resist the washing of floods against its trunk because it's deeply rooted and established, well established, which we need to be. Use the tree as the example of how we need to be. And we've heard frequently of the trunk of the tree. So go back and read the material from the person God broke down and built back up to get God's truth to this generation. What generation? This generation. Why? Because this is the end time coming up. Just look around you. As Mr. Henderson frequently writes things down, and we need to keep abreast ourselves, not just rely on Mr. Henderson. So we need to get deeper rooted in what we know and prove it to be true so we can be held worthy. Now remember Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Verse 6 says, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." Verse 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him, established in faith. Have you been taught by who? Mr. Armstrong. Abound in it with thanksgiving." We need to be thankful that we're here. While we're thankful and praise God, he will allow us to have an open mind so we can learn more. He's not going to waste his seeds on the ground that isn't going to produce, or the roots dry up where the good seeds were thrown on the rock and it got hot and the seeds and the roots withered. So we need to be rooted and built up and established in the faith as we have been taught. So remember, like the giant Sierra redwoods are deeply rooted, we must also be deeply rooted by drinking in and applying the living words of God.